We have a brand new game. It's called
I Like Money.
It's called I Like Money. We're going to find out how much Cooper likes money.
A lot.
Okay. We're going to find out. There's two parts in this. The first part, we're going to have like 10 or 11 questions, and then we're going to come back. We'll have more questions for you. We're going to find out how much you like money.
Okay. I'm in. Okay. What do you got?
Would you gain 100 pounds for 50,000 bucks?
I just did it for free. It's called pandemic. It's called, stay at home orders. So if I did it for free, I would certainly do it for $50,000. Yes.
Okay. Would you get a tattoo on your butt of your own face for 50,000 bucks?
Again, I would do that anyway. So sure.
For 500 bucks, would you allow somebody to dump a bucket full of horse poop on you?
Only for $500?
$500. No, you're not doing it.
No. Mm-mm.
For 10 grand, would you swim in a pool for 15 minutes with 1,000 used condoms floating in it?
Ew. No. There's not enough money in the world for that.
Not 10 grand. You're not doing it.
Not a million grand.
Oh, a million grand? Okay. Well, it's also called the Hudson, and you probably did that for free growing up, but okay.
Good point. And, actually, you know what? You're right. I would do it for 10 grand because I've already done it. Yeah.
An ad company offers you 50,000 bucks to use your face on a nationwide herpes medication ad. Would you take it?
Of course.
You would?
Why would anybody be embarrassed about herpes? Because I would think like 90% of the country either has it or is lying about not having it. People have herpes.
Would you legally change your name to Ass Breath for 1 year for 50,000 bucks?
You mean the thing that you already call me behind my back anyway?
But now you have to legally change your name to Ass Breath. So when people write out checks to you, they got to write Ass Breath. You know, would you do it for a year?
Of course I would, because think of all the press we'd get.
Ass Breath. I love that. I mean,
it's so honest, because think about all the things people call you behind your back anyway. So this way, at least, you know, we're being upfront about it. Ass Breath Lawrence. Ass Hat Lawrence. Whatever you want. You're already calling me that anyway. Sure.
Ass Breath and Douchebag in the morning. Yeah, well, that we could do that. For 20 grand, would you rub ghost pepper on your genitals?
I'm guessing that would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
20 grand.
20 grand. You got to rub ghost peppers on your nether regions.
And it would hurt a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
That I probably would not do. I'm not like a, you know, I used to watch like Jackass and shows like that and think how many of those things I would do and not do. And there's a majority of them I would not do. Like the bodily harm stuff, definitely not. So no. Okay.
Would you give up eating chocolate forever for 30,000 bucks?
That is not enough money to let me give up chocolate. God, no.
I know. I already know the answer to this one. For $100,000, would you not bathe or shower for 1 year?
Oh, of course. First of all, that's a lot of money. I would do it for a lot less. In fact, Joe got into bed last night and I caught a whiff of something.
Oh.
And it was like body odor. It was like, you know, underarm sweat. And I was like, ooh, is that you? He's like, no, I just showered. And I went, oh, my God, that's me.
Next, would you streak naked up and down your street for 5 grand?
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, 5 grand is not enough money to do that. But then again, are people taking video of me and pictures of me while I'm doing it?
They could do whatever they want.
Oh, then no, not 5 grand's not enough.
Okay.
Nope.
Last for this segment, would you eat a handful of live wasps for 75,000 bucks?
No, I don't even put a number on it. I would never do it. Bodily harm.
Coming back, more with
I Like Money
with Cooper Lawrence.